National Broadcasting Company and its series of great plays presents Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines by Clyde Fitch. This afternoon, we present an American comedy famous at the turn of the century and adapted for radio presentation by Lester Vail. Written by Clyde Fitch, the Noel Coward of his day, produced in 1904 by Charles Frohman, it introduced a new star, Ethel Barrymore. Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines is a milestone in the American theater. It is a gay comedy of New York of the 1870s, and today we have the services of two young stars, Audrey Christie as Madame Trentoni and Guy Robertson as Captain Jinx. Well, it's a rainy autumn morning in Little Old New York, and down at the docks there is only the usual bustle, for the boat that only an hour or so ago arrived from London has landed most of its passengers.
Papers, Herald, Express, get your papers here.
Well, Madame Trentoni hasn't left the boat yet, has she?
Oh, you mean the opera singer?
Yes.
She'll be leaving soon now. There's a good deal of commotion in her cabin, and there's eight men ordered below us struggling with her baggage.
Well, how much baggage has she?
Well, I don't know.
Papers, have the Tribune?
I am the Tribune.
Huh?
I make the paper. I'm a reporter.
All right, boss, but you ain't the only party that's after Miss Squealer in there.
Oh, why, the gentleman of the press, I presume?
No, it ain't no gentleman. It's a big top, a regular la-di-da. What's been down here twice already with a gang of dandies and a brass band. The band was real discouraged the second time, was playing Hail Columbia for all she was worth.
I know about that. The Herald man got onto it yesterday.
Hello there.
Oh, hello, Times.
Is she out yet?
No, but look here. Captain Jinx has been here with his friends and a band in their uniform straight from the Republican parade.
If those fellows get hold of her first, we won't have a chance at an interview.
Well, are they coming back, boy?
Well, the band was a-kicking, but I guess the swells will be back because they was full of bouquets.
I tell you what, look here, son. You tell Captain Jinx that Madame Trentoni won't leave the boat till after lunch. You on?
What's it worth?
We'll give you a quarter.
We'll give you a dollar.
All right. Pay in advance?
Not by a long shot. Collect on delivery of the lie. I'll go after the men, Jimmy. You hang around out here out of the way just to keep an eye on the boy and see he does his work.
Gee, lying's no work for me. It's plain.
Look out.
Here they come.
Here, here. No visitors allowed on this dock without a permit.
Here you are, Mr. Policeman.
There you are.
Well, young man, any signs of the Opera Queen yet?
Nope. Where's the band?
The band has struck. We did our best without it.
Well, say, she ain't up yet. She ain't to leave the boat for a couple of hours yet.
Oh, what a sail.
What a bore.
A shame.
Who told you?
Sailor up there.
Well, come along, Captain Jinx. We can't hang around here all morning.
Let's go uptown to Union Square and have a drink.
Yes. No, fellas, we might miss her. Some other crowd will get hold of her and spoil our fun.
Everyone's on the qui vive to entertain her. We must fill her time for a week with engagements before we leave this dock, before she leaves.
Yes, sir, by Joe. So everyone in town will see we have the inside track.
Tell you what I'll do, fellas. I'll bet you $500.
I haven't got it.
Well, Gussie will lend it to you, won't you, Gussie?
Oh, no.
Is that so? Of course he will.
I'll bet you both $500 that I'll make love to her.
Well, that's nothing. I'd make love to anything for $500.
I mean, I'll bet you $500 I'll manage a flirtation with her.
Make it $1,000.
Will you lend Charlie $1,000, Gussie?
Well, yes, of course he will.
All right, then it's a bet.
Done. I think I ought to stand some chance with a fair lady. She may have broken the hearts of the blue bloods of Europe, but after all, my great-great-grandfather...
Oh, all right, Charlie, all right.
My ancestor, the first Van Valkenburg, came over with Peter Stuyvesant, and I
now,
think
Now, wait
I
a minute, hold on. What's the matter with my family? I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines, formerly of Richmond, Virginia, a member of one of those real old Southern families you read about, ruined by the Civil War. Only as a matter of fact, we were dead broke before the war began.
Yeah, we know, Bob.
Now, you boys go run along and get a carriage, will you?
Oh, no, not if we know it. She might come out while we were gone, and that would give you an advantage. I'm not losing Gussie's $1,000 so easily. I intend to manage a flirtation with her myself.
Well, so do I, by Joe.
Oh, do you? Another $500 that neither of you get your arm around her waist.
What?
Well, come on now, boys. We'll all three go after the carriage. Oh, I'm
Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines.
Well, is she coming?
No, but I've got something to tell you. I mean to sell you.
What is it?
What do you say to this? Listen, Captain
Jinx. Yeah. Wofford.
Yes, sir.
I understand there's an opera singer on board this boat who's going to land this A.M. with costumes and jewelry and a cartload of stuff. Not off yet, eh?
No.
Well, there's a suspicion she may try to do a bit of smuggling. And I'm detailed special to see there's no bribing of our officials. I'll do the examination myself. Just be on hand in case there's a little job for you.
Yes, sir.
Be an earshot. And if you hear me whistle twice like this, just come along.
Yes, sir. That's great.
Now, look here. You keep mum about this, and I'll make it worth your while. It's got to be my story, you understand?
Sure, I got you.
But she's expected shortly. Where are the others?
Oh, they're waiting at the Brevoort House with her maid and old Belliardi. Where's the bouquet?
Here it is.
We protected it from the rain with a representative sheet of each one of us, so as to show no partiality. And have the bouquet represent in every way the United Press of New York.
Here she is.
They're coming down the gangplank.
Welcome, madame, to our great country.
Thank you.
The American eagle, whose own high sea carries from the shores of the Atlantic to the Pacific's golden strand, welcomes her sister songbird. And the press of New York offer their united compliments and felicitations with the accompanying bouquet.
My word. I never was so surprised in all my life. I can't just say a word.
For heaven's sake, there must be some mistake.
She, 18 years old, she's 3 times 18.
Oh, back the bouquet.
But how?
Give him
Oh, Aurelia, darling. Oh. Do look at the beautiful bouquet these dear Americans have given me. Did you ever see?
No, I never did. Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome, madame, to our great country. The American eagle, whose own high sea carries from the shores of the Atlantic to the Pacific's golden strand, welcomes her sister songbird. And the press of New York offer their united compliments and felicitations with the bouquet which will arrive at your hotel this evening.
Oh, thank you very much, I'm sure. You're all the reporters, aren't you? Uh-huh. They told me you'd be here. I'm so glad, I'm dying to be interviewed.
To what hotel do you go?
The Brevoort House on the Fifth Avenue at 8th Street. I'm told that is best and not so far uptown as the Fifth Avenue Hotel on the Broadway.
And much nearer the new Academy of Music where you're to sing.
Did Mrs. Greenborough present herself?
No, I thought I'd better.
Quite right. This is my aunt, gentlemen. Ballet girls and opera comique singers are obliged to have a mother, you know. But grand opera and Shakespeare can travel with an aunt.
Fancy, I haven't yet half said.
What lovely weather. I've always heard so much of your American climate.
And how do you like America?
Oh, I adore it. It's superb. It's so enormous, so great a country. Oh, I'm amazed at its size. Of course, I've not seen very much yet. Oh, what town is that across the river over there? Is that Boston?
No, that's Hoboken.
Oh, a suburb, I presume. Well, I hope to see a great deal of your country. I'm mad to go to A.C. Stewart's shop and to see Saratoga, which I've heard heaps about. And the very first morning I have free from a rehearsal, I promised myself I shall run over to Niagara Falls and back. Mrs. G.
Yes, my love?
Do go and see why they don't bring out the rest of my luggage. There are 48 bucks.
Aurelia, don't you want...
Nothing, dear heart. Please go. Did you get that, gentlemen? I have 48 bucks.
Oh, yes, indeed. What do you make your debut in?
La Traviata. Has it been sung yet?
Oh, yes, often. But we understood there was to be a probability of changing.
Changing? But it's my great success. Why?
Well, there have been several letters written to the papers asking that you make your debut in a less risque opera.
Oh, how absurd. No one ever understands what an Italian opera is about anyway. Oh, dear, I hope I shall be a success. I'm awfully nervous. Oh, please, like me.
Why, of course we like you.
I do so want you to. You know, I'm really an American.
Really?
No. Yes. My father came from Trenton, New Jersey. That's how I get my name, Trentoni. My real name is Johnson. But, of course, that wouldn't look at all well on the bill, can you imagine? Miss Aurelia Johnson in Semiramide. Why, I haven't been in America since I was 3 years old, but really it does all look familiar. At least, I wish it did.
Oh, you were taught singing in Italy?
Yes, my mother sang in the chorus with Titians. And the night I was born, she represented a princess at a ball in the second act. Mm-hmm. So you see, I really am of noble birth.
Oh, yes.
I was left an orphan at 3, and then my best friend, Signor Belliati, took care of me like a father and mother both. Oh, you know Papa Belliati.
Oh, yes, we've heard the story. Your ballet master, I believe?
Yes, bless him. Mm-hmm. Oh, wasn't it superb, Hotchkiss? We broke the record for the Atlantic. That's a good omen for me. Only think, we crossed in 13 days. Why, it takes your breath away.
We'll cross in less than 10 days yet.
Oh, dear, I shouldn't like to go so fast as that. It would make me dizzy.
Tell me, are you interested at all in politics?
Yes, I adore politics. Don't all women?
Well, you know, we're having a pretty severe campaign here between Grant and Greeley. Why, I don't suppose you remember the war.
Yes, I do, perfectly. Why, I was 13 years old.
Impossible. Well, why, Mr. Mapleton, your American manager, he says you're only 18.
Does he? Oh, well, that's only operatically I'm 18. But politically, I'm 22. Of course, I never approved of one kind of slave. Hmm? Men slaves.
Well, you have 5 here.
Bravo. Now, you know, an Englishman wouldn't have thought of that till tonight. And then he'd have mailed it to me on a postcard.
That's fine. That's very good. Well, good morning, and thank you very much.
You
Oh, no, thank you, thank you. Are all reporters handsome?
They would like to be in your eyes, Madame Trentoni.
Oh, superb, superb. Boys, come here a minute. Oh, what is your name?
Peter.
Oh, well, Peter. Now, between ourselves, tell me something. Which is the best paper here? Which do you sell the most?
Lady, they was all second class what was here. The only real paper in New York is the Fireside Companion.
Oh.
Man, there's some dandies here now to welcome you. Hear them?
Yes, I
and
do.
And I tell you, they're high steppers. A1ers, blue-blooders, regular lottie dogs.
Really?
Well, come now, Captain Jinx, introduce your pals.
I beg your pardon, Madame Trentoni.
Yes?
Pray allow us to welcome you to New York. Coming to New York turns our October into June, and we will not miss the birds this winter, since you will be singing in the Academy trees.
Oh, thank you very much. But remember, there are birds and birds.
May I present Mr. Charles Lamartine?
Twice welcome, madam.
And may I present Mr. Augustus Van Valkenburgh, familiarly known as Gussie, also Mother's darling.
Oh, shut up. Thrice welcome.
Thank you. And now, won't one of your friends present you?
This is Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines.
Oh, yes, I've heard of you.
Oh, no. I am Robert Jinx. Tremendously at your service.
Oh, it doesn't really make any difference because I never remember names. But you're all very kind. I fancy you are some more reporters.
Oh, I say.
Oh, no. Three good-for-nothings who have engaged seats in the front row for your entire season.
Oh. And we want to know if there's anything in the world we could do for you.
Darling, open the luggage door. And here come your pets.
Oh, now, yes. What shall I... The darlings, you blessed old dogs, you. Oh, the poor things must be mad for a little exercise. Oh, Mr.
Lamartine.
Yes, you said you wanted to do something for me. Will you take Leonora for a walk?
I beg your pardon?
This is Leonora, out of Trovatore, you know. Just a bit of a stroll and back, say 10 minutes.
Yes, with pleasure, if I mustn't go alone.
Oh, certainly not, Mr. Dungery.
Augustus Bleeker Van Valkenburgh.
Oh, what a grand name. You'll go along and take Rosina, a barber of Seville.
Huh?
Won't you, Gussie?
Oh, but Charlie and I are no company for each other.
Oh, I see you want ladies' company.
Yes.
Mrs. G, you want a little walk, too. Oh, yes. Oh, dear, yes. You'll never get that extra 10 pounds off if you lose a single morning. Now be off.
You go.
Goodbye.
I say, are you going to send me away, too?
Perhaps. Don't you think you young men were rather impertinent, however?
Yes, now I've met you, I think we were. I hope you'll forgive us.
No, I will you.
And I hope I'll deserve that. Oh, please, isn't there anything I can do for you? I don't suppose you know many people here.
No, not a soul.
And you must go about, you know, because, oh, there's lots to see.
Really?
Please let me take you. I'm more or less of an idiot, I know, but so are most men.
Yes, it's not much of a distinction.
Well, I was going to add, so far as women are concerned. Oh, really, joking aside, mayn't I call upon you at your hotel?
I'll think it over.
Today?
No. I shall spend today with my dear foster father. You know Professor Billy Archie. He came over here a month ago to drill the ballet. The first time we've been separated since I was 3 years old. He's the sweetest, dearest, most unselfish old creature who's given me everything I have in the world, and I... Oh, I beg your pardon for going on so.
No, you needn't beg my pardon. For I can match your old gentleman with a dear little old lady living on a plantation away down in Virginia, who's done her very darndest for me.
You may come and see me tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
I beg pardon. Can you tell me where to find Madame Trentoni?
I am Madame Trentoni.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And I'm Mrs. Stonington, the vice president of the Anti-French Literature League. And this is Miss Miriam, the corresponding secretary.
How do you do? Oh, I thought they'd come to apply for places in the ballet.
This is Signor Trentoni, I presume.
Oh, no. This is a friend of mine who's kindly come to welcome me.
Mr. Jinx.
We read in the papers this morning you had arrived sooner than expected, and we decided to come right down and take the bull by the horn.
No, meaning me, I presume.
Abigail, huh? Oh, yes, dear, and just like you. She's so sensitive. She thinks it would be politer to say to take the cow by the horn.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, it's stated in the papers that you intend to make your debut in a piece called Traviata, which I'm given to understand by a number of the members of our league who've read the book is the French drama, the, La Dame aux Camélias.
The papers and the league members are quite right.
We understand the heroine is a young person, no better than she should be. In fact, not so good.
Oh, how interesting.
Our mission is a very delicate one.
I think I should call it indelicate.
Oh, no, no. We want to ask you to make your debut in some other opera, and we have here a petition to that effect.
Signed by over 600 women and school children of Harlem, Brooklyn, Jersey City, oh yes, and Williamsburg.
Oh, thank you so much. What a splendid advertisement.
We heard your voice was most beautiful, and a great many of us want to hear you who couldn't go to that opera.
We want to know why you don't make your debut in oratoria. Oh, come along now, do. The women of America ask you to sing an oratoria.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'm willing if you can persuade my manager. You see, really, those things are entirely in the hands of Mr. Mapleton.
We'll see him at once, quite so.
The men are so easy, we shall consider it settled.
If you should need some extra ladies in the chorus for the oratoria, I would come. I know most of them, having belonged to the Oratoria Society for many years. We wear white dresses with blue sashes across the left shoulder, which makes a very pretty effect.
All that, of course, will be left with Mr. Mapleton.
Well, we won't keep you any longer. We're very much obliged to you, I'm sure, and the League will signify their gratefulness by giving you an afternoon reception in the rooms of the Young Men's Christian Association. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. What do you think Mapleton will do with them?
Men are so easy.
Yes.
Pardon me, Mum.
Oh, is this the customs inspector?
I'm afraid it is.
Oh, I'm so nervous about the customs. Now, I do hope you're not going to disturb everything. The boxes were so beautifully packed.
I must do my duty, madam.
Oh, we expect you to do that, officer. Only, don't exaggerate it.
Your husband, madam?
That's not your business.
Oh, don't make him angry. There, I knew the minute I saw you, you were going to be sweet and nice and obliging. And I'm going to be equally so and help you all I can.
My friend, oh, gentlemen, you do walk fast.
Come along, Mrs. G. We want the keys.
Has he?
Yes, this is the inspector.
How do you do, sir? We haven't a thing, not a single solitary...
I've told him, Mrs. G. By the by, you'll find this box very easy to open.
Well, what?
How did you get on?
How do you mean?
Why, with Trentoni, you've had a tremendous advantage over us.
Yes.
Oh, yes, our bet. Well, that's all.
What?
She's too good for that sort of thing.
Oh, no, you don't. Look here, our bet holds good. $1,000 to me if I win, and another $1,000 if you don't.
And a bet is a bet.
Not when it's an insult to a lady.
Oh, who appointed you her protector? You've bet me $1,000 you'd make love to her.
Wait, I haven't quite got $1,000 with me, but... I owe you... $1,000 for bet in reference to Madame Trentoni. There you are. You understand? There's no bet about anybody's making love to the lady. The bet is definitely off.
Captain Jinks, will you help us a moment, please? We're in some
distress. Oh, of course. I'd be very glad.
Well, are you going to let him off, Charlie?
No, indeed. He's got to stand by his bet with me, and I intend to win. And you must help me, Gussie.
Well, how?
I've been pumping the old lady on our walk. And Trentoni's even a bigger prize than I thought. She's rich as Croesus and gets a salary for singing that would knock you off your feet.
Really?
Yes.
Dear me.
Well, Jinx doesn't know. And don't you tell him. I'm not only going to win my bet with him, I'm going to marry her.
By Jove!
Now, you must help me. And when I've married the lady, I'll pay you all I owe you.
Thanks, old fellow. But suppose Captain Jinx
wants... If he gets the inside track, I'll show him up to her. I'll say he made a bet with us to marry her on account of her money and show his IOU for proof.
But he didn't bet that.
Well, what's the odds? You must back me up or lose every cent I owe you.
I suppose I mustn't let myself make a deep impression on her for fear of interfering with you.
Oh, well, you can try your luck. Come along now. Yeah. Oh, can we be of any assistance?
Yeah,
oh,
may we you help? Are a very great deal, Mr. Dog.
Oh, Aurelia!
What?
Look, the customs man.
Say, old man, here, is that necessary? Oh, go on now. Hurry up, get through, and come out and have a drink with me, will you?
No, thank you.
If you ruin my clothes, I shall sue the city. I warn you of that.
Oh, Ilya! Oh,
really, the Carino.
Oh, goodness, my little girl.
Darling.
Glad to see her old clover father, eh?
Oh, Papa Benigliotti, it was awful disembarking here without a soul to meet me, a soul I love. Oh, I tried to be gay, but to tell the truth, I'm so homesick. Oh. And all I want to do now is have a good cry here in your arms.
Oh, that'll be all right now. We have beautiful rooms for you, and they are all full of flowers that have been sent. And the rain is over.
Oh, yes, yes, and so is mine. There, see, the sun's out. Gentlemen, I want to present to you my best friend and foster father, Professor Belliati, a great artist in dancing, too, I can tell you that.
Gentlemen.
Honored, sir.
Very pleased.
Delighted.
And now I want you to see my cabin, Papa. How nice it was. Come along into the boat just for a minute.
Will one of you gentlemen kindly call a hand?
Oh, please, take my cabin.
Oh, but I can't go in the carriage of all three.
Oh, yes, you can. It's the same carriage.
Then I accept with pleasure.
I'll tell the driver to back in.
Oh, yes. Oh, Captain Jinks.
Yes?
Not tomorrow.
No?
No. This afternoon. At 4.
This afternoon at 4. Oh, 1 minute. Look here, Inspector. It's all right. The lady's all right, and you and I are all right. We understand each other, don't we?
I rather think we do, sir.
Good, good. Now, just rush her things through and, don't bother her anymore. Oh, yes, and here. Here's something for your trouble.
Thank you.
Coming!
Officer, I give this man in charge for bribing a United States official.
What?
Place him under arrest.
Oh, what did you do?
Come along, come along, come along, Fredy.
Act Two of Captain Jinks. It is now 2 weeks later, and our scene is Madame Trentoni's suite at the Hotel Brevoort.
What name shall I say to Madame Trentoni?
Simply say two gentlemen.
Very well.
She's in, of course. I know that.
What? Yes, so do I, but I'll bet you she won't receive us. She'll send word she's out.
You don't see Captain Jinks coming up the avenue, do you?
No.
Oh. But he isn't likely to miss a day.
Are you sure it's been every day?
Oh, yes, or oftener.
And they're seen constantly everywhere together. Last night it was at Niblo's garden to see the Black Crook. And nearly every day at Maillard's or Delmonico's.
Well, that'll have to let up a bit after tonight, when she's begun singing.
You bet. There's not a seat to be had for love or money. They say there's not been such excitement in New York over a debut since Jenny Lind.
Oh, is it...
Madame Trentoni cannot say whether she is in or not unless you send up your cards.
Very well, then. Here they are.
Thank you.
Who bailed Jinx out of jail that day she landed?
Mapleson. He was a bully, clever chap, that customs detective.
When does Jinx's case come up in court?
This afternoon.
What time?
2:00.
2:00? Good. It'll ruin his chance with Trentoni.
Oh, don't be an ass. Didn't he get into the scrape to save her inconvenience? That'll make a hero of him in her eyes.
Oh.
Look here. If she sees us now, this is what I'm going to say to her.
What?
That Jinx bet us he would marry her and would pay his bet out of her money.
But he can deny that.
Well, let him. We're 2-1.
But still, he didn't...
He made a bet, didn't he? He'll have to acknowledge that. Besides, I have his IOU to prove it.
Madame Trentoni regrets she is out.
I told you so.
Ah, that's Jinx, I'll bet you.
Good afternoon, Captain Jinx.
Madame Trentoni, please. Oh, how are you?
Hello, Bob.
Madame Trentoni is out. We've just sent up our cards.
Oh, well, perhaps you didn't have trumps. Try this one, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Well, have you managed your flirtation?
No.
And what are you doing here?
That's my affair.
If you think you're going to marry this lady...
That's her affair.
Have you asked her yet?
None of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. The business of all three of us.
Now, look here. Don't you dare mention that damned wager.
You made it.
I call it off. I lost, if you like. And you have my note. In a week, it will be paid up.
Madame Trentoni will be down in a few minutes, Captain Jinks.
Oh, thank you very much, Mary.
Well, come along, Gussie. And we might as well take our cards back.
Yes, we may have to economize.
Oh, Jove. Is Professor Belliati at the hotel?
No, sir. I expect he's at the Academy of Music.
Good. Gussie,
hmm?
He's our next move. We'll go there.
Have they gone?
Yes.
Oh. Do you know I don't want to be rude, but I can't bear your friends.
Oh,
Neither can I.
And by the way, before I forget it, I hope you'll come to supper tonight here. Will you, after the opera?
After the opera? Oh, delighted.
Well, won't you sit down?
Won't you take the chair? Let me sit on the piano stool.
Oh, no, indeed. You don't wear a bustle. It's the only comfortable seat for me in this room. It was very kind of you to call this noon. I hoped you would, but...
But? Why, it was an appointment.
Oh, yes, but I can never be certain. You remember our very first appointment.
You mean that day you landed?
You promised to come to the hotel at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes, but you forgave me for that long ago when I told you I was detained, in more senses than one. And very unavoidably, not to say unwillingly.
But you never told me why.
No, I couldn't, but I will someday. Oh, tell me, are you nervous about tonight?
Oh, frightfully.
You'll take the roof off the Academy.
Well, supposing by some heaven-sent chance I do succeed, even like in London. Then, you know, after I've bowed 32 times with a heaving bosom and thrown kisses like fireworks to the gallery 23 times, if they still keep on... And, oh, goodness, how I love them when they do. Then I sing something, oh, just some little song. I want to sing Home Sweet Home. Do you know it?
Oh, yes. Clara Louise Kellogg sings it on the same occasion.
With variations? Why, I have trills and all sorts of monkey tricks.
So has she.
Oh, yes, I was afraid so. Mm. Well, then, I think I'll sing a little song called The Last Rose of Summer. Have you heard it?
No.
'Tis the last rose of the summer left blooming alone. All her lovely companions are quite new and unhappened, isn't it? I sing it in Martha.
Oh, but not very lively, though.
No?
No. Why not sing Those Tassels on Her Boots?
Oh, I don't know it. Show me.
'Twas at a fancy ball I met my charmer fair. Midst waltzing swells and dashing bells, the prettiest dancer there. I watched her while the music played the latest waltz of Coots, and fell in love, no, not with her, but the tassels on her boots. Oh, yes, those tassels on her boots, a style that surely suits Yankee girls with hair in curls, those tassels on her boots.
That's entrancing. Only I don't think the Anti-French Literature League would approve of the sentiment.
You know, there would be just one consolation to me. If you didn't make a success at all.
Oh, why, you horrid brute. There would be no consolation for me.
Well, that is my misfortune.
Really? Well, how do you mean?
It would make it so much easier for me to ask you to marry me.
Well, then, let's pretend I failed.
Oh.
Oh, come in.
Oh, hello, Peter.
Hello, sir.
Well, how do you like your new job? Better than selling newspapers?
Oh, it ain't bad, but I find it very confining.
What is it, Peter?
Oh, beg pardon, ma'am. The reporter from the Tribune wants to see you on a personal matter of great importance.
Oh, say I'm out.
Yes, ma'am.
What a horrid moment to be interrupted in. Please go on, just where you left off.
Oh, but you are very rich and popular and beautiful and all the rest of
it.
Oh,
no, that isn't fair to hurry through with just all the rest of it. I wonder you didn't say I was beautiful, etc. No, sirree. You must enumerate singly every solitary nice thing you think I am.
Mm, it would take too long.
How long?
The rest of my life.
Oh, come in.
Please, ma'am. The reporter from the Tribune told me to ask you, so long as you was dead set on being out, if the news was true, what has come to his office, that you was engaged to be married to him.
Well, it won't be true if he keeps on interrupting with messages all the day. You tell the gentleman, Peter, that I've gone to the Academy.
And if he asks you anything about me, tell him you don't know who I am.
Oh, but I can't.
Why not?
Because I've just told him you've been to see Madame Trentoni every day.
What did you do that for?
For a dollar.
Oh. Well, that's a nice return to make to Madame Trentoni for getting you this good position in a high-toned hotel.
Well, if you wanted me to lie about it, you ought to have told me. I thought it was something she'd be proud of.
That's all right, Peter. Go give my message and don't answer any more questions about me at all.
And look, if you bring any more messages or reporters to Madame Trentoni this afternoon, I'll break your neck. Do you understand?
No, sir.
Well, then think it over as you go downstairs.
What's it worth?
Your neck, that's all. Now go on, get out, get.
Yes, sir. Say, I'll bet you a quarter no one gets in this room when ain't wanted.
All right, that's a bet.
Thank you.
Madame Trentoni, oh, can't I call you something else? Something more friendly, more personal?
Yeah. You may call me Miss Johnson.
Oh, no, Aurelia. Oh, my dear, I can't express myself. I don't know how to say it, but I don't want to go anywhere, on sea, on land, in the city, in the country, anywhere, unless you are there beside me. Life without you doesn't seem worth the trouble. Oh, if I only dared to hope you could care a little. Do you?
I give you permission to dream.
Really?
Yes. And you can even make the little a good deal.
Oh, you darling. Do you love me? Why, you don't answer.
Am I trying to get out of your arms?
Oh, darling.
Yours.
Dearest, what's the matter? You're crying.
I know it. I'm so happy.
Bless my stars and belly dancers. Ought I have now?
Oh, Papa Belliardi.
Oh, no, Papa Belliardi. We're accustomed to new interruptions this morning.
Having a little rehearsal with a new tenor, my dear?
Yes, sort of like that.
The ladies of the ballet are here to rehearse at your request, you know.
Oh, dear, that's true. I forgot. Oh, you will have to excuse me, Captain Jenks.
Oh, of course. Shan't I tell him?
No, no. I think he'd rather I told him. He's such a dear, sensitive old...
Well, then afterwards, I'll ask his consent. Don't you think that would please him?
Oh, yes, do. It will make him feel he is something to both of us. Come back in quarter of an hour.
It's 1 o'clock. I'll be back on the minute of 15 past. But I won't be able to stay, for I have an engagement at 2 that mustn't be put off.
Oh, I'll excuse you.
This is no dream. You're sure I'm awake?
Quite sure. But I may be uncertain in 15 minutes.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll be back.
Papa Billy, yes.
Has he gone?
Yes, turn around, you silly old goose.
So my singing bird is caught at last, eh? I'm very glad. Glad for her sake. But I'll miss you, little girl.
No, it isn't to make any difference to you at all.
I'm as happy as you, my dear. There's only one worry. Is he worthy of you?
He's worth a dozen of me, voice and all.
Still, he is all the time with one gang, company, young men who lead what you call a very quick life. So let Papa Billy ask me, poke about a little and ask a few questions before you make the engagement public, will you?
If you want to. You will be proud, I know, of all you hear. Women, dear Papa, are perfect barometers for good and bad men.
And nothing gets out of order like a barometer. They're always pointing to fair weather when it's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, true, true. But when you hear me sing tonight, you'll acknowledge that I'm in perfect condition.
I hope so. And I hope your new life, my dear, will be one long, happy dance.
Oh, it will, I know.
Not the newfangled step, this polka redowa, for that is a love at first sight that will die a violent death, exhausted before the honeymoon is over.
Papa.
Not the waltz, for a waltz with us must need have some reverses, and I want no reverses in my little girl's life. Not the Virginia reel, for that entails long separations from one's partner, and a flirtatious swinging of all the men down the line. But I would have your life's dance, the minuet,
yes,
which is not so fast as to tire you out, whose music is Mozart's, our best. A dance where you and your partner are never long separated, and where you mingle with your amusement a certain graceful graciousness toward each other, which will keep familiarity forever from breeding contempt.
Oh, Papa Billy Arthur, our life shall be a minuet, and you must teach us both our steps.
Come in.
Lordy, dear, gents to see you, sir.
Mr. Charles Lamartine and Mr. Van Vorkenburg.
Them's the two that always finds Madame Trentoni out. They've been to the theater after you, and they says it's important.
Show them to my room, and say I'll be with them immediately. Mrs. G is coming, my dear. I sent for her to accompany me on the piano for the ballet.
Oh,
ladies.
Good.
I shall be back in a moment.
Good afternoon, everybody. Aurelia, Papa Baliati sent for me too.
I told her, madame.
Aurelia, I can't find my bustle anywhere. I believe that chambermaid is stolen.
Dear heart, if you had any more bustle, I don't know where you'd put it.
Well, of course
I had to have a makeshift. So I took all those nice newspapers that had our arrival in.
Oh, I want everything tonight as near perfection as possible. No rough edges, no horrid slip-ups. And the dancing at yesterday's rehearsal was just awful. How many ladies are coming?
Seven, the lead.
Oh, good. If they're all right, the others can't go wrong. I have a special reason besides it being my New York debut. Why I want everything tonight to be perfect.
Well, now, Aurelia, I consider you're real tantalizing if you have secrets.
If you keep on talking, dear heart, I can never tell you.
Talking me?
Yes.
It's 20 years since I've spoken one complete sentence of any length all the way through.
Well, then, to make up, I'll tell you. Lean against the table now so as to have some support if you should feel faint.
Oh, do go on. I'm eaten up with curiosity.
All right. I'm going to be married.
Bless my soul. To who?
Yes.
Dear heart, I can't guess.
Listen.
Young man who gave me the bouquet the day we landed.
Of course, do you suppose there's another man in this whole world I'd marry?
I thought he liked us that very day.
Oh, I'm so happy. I know the Madonna now. I'm only a girl, and the happiest girl that ever was. You think I've been singing these last 2 years, don't you? Wait till you hear me tonight. You'll say I never sang before.
Aurelia.
Oh, here's Papa Belliate. Mrs. G, bring the ladies in now.
Not yet, not yet.
No?
Mrs. G, leave us a moment.
What is it, Papa Belliate? No accident.
You must not marry this Captain Jinx.
What?
He's a blackguard.
Oh, Papa, that's not true. How dare you?
Lou, your mouth for
Speak English. You know I can't understand Italian when you're excited. What do you mean? How dare you call him a blackguard?
Oh, he is marrying you for your money. For what you will make for him.
Oh, I don't believe
it. He made one bet he would marry you after these young men told him they had heard from Mrs. G that you were very rich. He made one bet with Lamartine and von Wurkenberg that he would marry
you. Oh, I tell you, I don't believe it.
I have proof, and I intend to ask him to his face.
Yes, do that, Papa. I'm not afraid of his answer.
But if he says he did bet...
Oh, don't let him say it.
I will make him speak the truth. And if he confesses he did make that bet... You must not marry him. He would break your heart, darling, before the honeymoon was over.
No, no, no. It's too great. I know he isn't capable.
Please, are you all there? Captain Jinx is here again and says you're all expecting him, but I wouldn't let him up until I asked.
Send Captain Jinx straight here.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Papa, I couldn't.
No, 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 you needn't. But will you give me permission to break off your engagement?
If it's true... But I know it isn't.
Go in there. Listen to what we say.
Yes.
And when it is sufficient in your eyes to break off everything between you, make some signal.
Mm.
Here. Drop this book.
Oh, well, very well. Ask him outright if he made the bet. And, Papa, please be sure he says no very loud.
If wishing could only make him turn out to be worthy of my girl. Come in.
Father. The very man I wanted to see.
And me, too.
I have a most important question to ask you.
And me, too.
Well, then, let's get straight to the point, Signor Belliotti. Will you give me your adopted daughter to be my wife?
Yes. If you will give me your word of honor, you didn't sign that paper.
What paper? Oh, my IOU. How did you get hold of this?
Good Lord. You know what it is. Then you did sign it. You're a blackguard, sir, to try and cheat my little child.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. You're an old man, and I can't treat you as I would a younger. But you must take that blackguard back.
Never. If it's true you made this wager about my little girl. Forget my age if you like, sir. But I won't take blackguard back.
Yes, you will, if it's a lie. Where is Madame Trentoni? I want to see her herself.
First, answer me my question. Is that your signature? Did you make that wager?
Yes. Oh, but I can't.
No, not another word, sir. I am asked by Madame Trentoni to take back the cross he plighted with you and to tell you that all is forever over between you.
I won't have that. She herself gave me her promise, and she herself must break it. I won't leave this room till I've seen her.
Then the police will be called in to remove you, sir. And you would add to what you have already done a public scandal for Madame Trentoni on the eve of her debut.
On the eve of her debut? Oh, no, no, I mustn't do that. Listen now about
no,
that.
No, no, nothing. One further word about it, sir. The paper speaks for itself. Goodbye.
Oh, that for your paper. You shall dance at our wedding yet, Papa Belliotti. I'm aware who's at the bottom of this, and I'll find them both before the afternoon is over. And I'll make you glad to take that blackguard back. You don't know me.
I wish to God we didn't.
Gone?
Yes.
Didn't you hear me drop the book a second time?
No. What was that for?
Well, to him, perhaps, that I'd better see him after all, just to hear what excuse he had to make.
No, 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 my dear, better not.
No, why didn't he lie about it? Why did he own he made it?
His case was desperate. Come now, you must be strong and hold up your head.
I can't, Papa. My head is as heavy as my heart. Oh, I shan't sing tonight.
What?
Let me no, you mustn't ask me. I couldn't win.
Where's your character? You can't give way like this. Your whole future is at stake.
I don't want any future. You can say I have a cold.
No one will believe it, and the public will be down on you.
Oh, why doesn't someone invent a new kind of cold that people will believe you when you forgot it? I tell you, I shan't sing tonight.
Dear girl, you must. Come now, come, pull yourself together. If only for my sake.
Papa, Papa, I can't. My heart is really breaking.
Carina, please.
My love, the ballet ladies are waiting.
Whatever
in the world?
Let me go to my room.
No, 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 please, please stay. Don't let these women see you are in trouble. Are you ready, Mrs. G?
Goodness, I've been.
Very good, then. Ready, please, ladies. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Be brave, little girl. You have your whole life before you. And if this thing's worthless, why let him spoil it? Look, they're doing very badly. What do you think?
They aren't ballet girls with all their pennies.
Yes, well, show them. Show them. That's the only way they will learn.
Look, she's wrong. She's all wrong.
You're wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, show her, dear. Please show her.
Oh, it's simple as daylight. Somebody give me a rope.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now watch Madame Trentoni.
One, two, three, one, two. Smile as if you loved it, as if it meant something. Put your whole heart into it. You're so lucky to have one. Dance, dance as if you were mad. Dance, never mind if you break your neck. There are worse things to break. Dance, dance. Oh, Papa, I will sing after all. I'll sing to every woman's heart in that house, and if ever I succeed in my life, I'll win tonight. Bravo, bravo.
Don't say it. We haven't much time. Persuade Madame Trentoni to see me.
Papa Baliocchi has told me what you did.
Well, if I could see her, I could explain.
I don't think explaining could do us much good.
Oh, yes, it would if she loves me.
Loves you now? After that scandalous wager?
Well, then, if she ever loved me, I'm sure I can persuade her.
I don't mind telling you, young man, that she did love you. That's the blessed truth. Oh, if you could have heard her talk in her sleep as I have. I only the other afternoon.
She did love me.
Yes, she did. I don't see any harm in telling you that.
God bless you, Mrs. G. God. Bless you, Mrs. G. God bless you for that.
Hey, you'd better get. She's coming.
Oh, do go. She's in an awful hysterical state. No, no, not that way.
All right. Oh, well, yes. I shall wait here till you bring me word. She will see me. She must see me.
Tomorrow.
No, tonight.
Oh, dear me. What am I to do?
For just 5 minutes, Aurelia. Come, please.
No, Papa, I can't.
You can make any excuse for me you like.
But, my dear child...
I mean it, Papa. I've sung tonight for your sake more than anything else. But I can't do anything more. And it's the last time I'll do that.
Aurelia, when you never had so great a triumph.
Triumph over a few people.
Few people? Many hundreds.
Hundreds, then. What do I care? The only triumph I want is denied me. The triumph of love. I don't want success. I don't want anything.
Not even any supper.
No, no, ask them to excuse me, please.
Hurrah! There's a big band come to serenade Madame Trentoni. You must come to the window.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Well, come, dear. Come. Come and bow to
them. Oh, I can't, Papa, really.
Oh, but you must now. It will anger them.
Oh, goodness, you mustn't do that, Aurelia.
Please, please, nurse your success. It will mean everything.
Don't ask me to do it, please. I can't.
Quick, please, bow at the window.
Come, listen. come to the window, please, now.
No.
There, Papa.
No, Papa.
Mrs. G, quick. You put Aurelia's scarf on your head. You must take her place.
But do you think we look anything alike?
Never mind. It's dark anyway. They can't distinguish anything. Come on now. Bow to them. Wait. That's it. Again. Some more. Now, throw some kisses.
Oh, good gracious. What'll I do now?
Well, speak. Say anything. Say something.
No. Come away from the window. I'll speak to them. Oh, how good of them. This morning, how I should have loved it. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
I'm so unhappy. Oh, maybe that's he. Come in.
This came for you this evening from the Everett House.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
2 tickets for the vessel that sails tomorrow for Liverpool.
Where did you get them?
I sent for them between the acts for Mary and me.
Give me those tickets.
No.
I've never forced you in your life, have I, dear?
No, and I've never disobeyed you, have I?
No, and you will not go away tomorrow.
This time, if you command, I disobey.
Aurelia, give me those tickets.
In exchange for Captain Jinx and nothing else. Come in.
Beg pardon, ma'am, but is Captain Jinx here?
Captain Jinx?
Certainly not.
Well, I am from police headquarters. He was seen coming into the hotel not so long since. And I thought maybe, as he was one of the invites at your party...
I can assure you that the apartment of Madame Trentoni is the last place you would find Captain Jinx. That gentleman is no longer our friend.
Oh, you don't say. Well, he skipped his bail this afternoon and he's wanted by the police.
The police?
What's he done? Why?
Oh, Papa, that's not our affair. We have no interest in Captain Jinx's misdeeds. Good night, sir.
Good night, ma'am. Beg pardon, ma'am.
Yes?
I was in the lobby of the academy tonight, trying to keep the aisles free and had to give it up as a bad job. But even with the door shut, I could hear you. Some of them high notes of yours came clean through the wood. Ah, it was grand. They fairly put me teeth on edge, they did. The best I ever heard.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Good night, ma'am. Good night, sir.
Good night. Now you understand... And you have had an escape, my dear.
I don't believe it, not even yet, Papa. I don't want to escape.
Everybody's arrived, dear heart. So I thought it best for us to come into the supper room and begin. I hope I haven't gone and...
You haven't. You did quite right, Mrs. G.
Aurelia won't come.
No, but I'll start things going. Shall I make a little speech for you and say you thank them all and want them to have a very happy evening?
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you, Papa. And send Peter here.
Yes, I'll do.
Yes, I'll see him myself. He hasn't had any chance to explain, and I'll give it to him. Oh, but I won't make it easy.
Yes, ma'am?
Peter, do you want to do me a favor?
Oh, bet your life.
I'll pay you well.
No, you won't. Not from you.
Well, now, I'm afraid this will be hard for you, but do you think you could find Captain Jinx somewhere tonight and bring him here without telling anyone?
Well, I might try, if you don't mind waiting. Of course, if he's way over to Brooklyn...
I won't mind waiting, if you'll only find him.
Oh, I guess I can tell you the truth. He's right here.
Here?
Yes, ma'am. He's been in this room.
You brought him here? Oh, you're a dear boy.
Oh, gee, thank you. I'll never wash that spot.
But now listen, Peter, listen. Don't let Captain Jinx know I sent you for him. Pretend I don't know he's here and just send him in.
It won't take much sending. It's been all I could do to keep him out.
Oh, of course he can explain. I knew it. And he's only been waiting for his chance. Oh, no. Now he's got to work for it. He must be punished a little for something or other. Oh, dear, I'm sure I must look a fright after all I've gone through. I'll just put a little dab of powder on my face.
Why, she's not here.
Oh, I guess she's gone to her room to prink up a little.
For her guest at supper?
No, she won't join them. It's for you.
But she doesn't expect to see me, does she?
Now, look here. All's fair in love and war. I guess I'll tell you the truth. She sent me after you.
What?
She told me to try hard to find you, but don't tell. She said to keep Mum.
Peter, you're an ideal boy. Here, here's a dollar for you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Captain Jinks.
Madame.
How dared you come here? Had you sent your card, I should have refused to see you.
And had you sent for me, I should have refused to come.
I send for you? Oh, impossible.
At any rate, here I am. And you won't get rid of me until I've straightened everything out. Ever since I left your room this afternoon, I've been searching my brain and scouring the town for proof to show that I've done nothing dishonorable to you. To prove myself worthy, at least, of your respect.
I do not ask for proofs, but I fear the police are not so lenient as a woman.
The police?
Yes, the police. They've been here looking for you.
By George, I forgot. At 2 o'clock, I was due. Well, I'll tell you why the police want me.
Thank you. I don't care to know.
Is that honest?
No. No, it's not honest. Of course, I'm dying to know.
Well, the day you landed, I gave the inspector a little bill to go easy with your trunks.
Yes.
And he gave me in charge. That's all. Oh. Can't you forgive me if at 2 o'clock I thought of nothing except that I'd lost your love?
Yes, I think I can forgive that.
Oh, please don't answer it.
Come in.
Then same to Lottie, Dawes. Are you out as usual?
No, in.
Out.
In.
How dare you? Out.
In.
Yes, sir.
Show them up.
Yes, sir.
I sent for Lamartine and Van Valkenburgh in your name.
My name? How did
you? Oh, it did take a little pluck, but, see, I've so much at stake, I must try everything to win. Come in.
You sent for us, Madame Trentoni?
I did not. I wonder at your presumption in appearing here.
It was I who sent for you to come in Madame Trentoni's name.
What? What did you do that for?
Because it would be no use explaining about the cursed agreement and denying things behind your backs. I must do it before your faces and in her presence. I'm not afraid and I'm not ashamed, because I will speak the truth.
Good.
And I'm going to trust you to say what is true. Oh, you know, I won't believe you two men would be willing to lie away the happiness and honor of anyone, let alone an old friend.
Oh, certainly not.
You'll tell the truth about the wager?
Of course.
And you, Gussie?
Why, yes.
This bet, then. Did we make it before we saw her?
Why, I don't remember.
And didn't I repudiate it the minute I had seen this lady? As an insult to her?
No.
What?
No.
Good evening. That's all I want out of you.
What do you mean?
Peter?
Yes, sir?
Show this gentleman out.
Yeah, look here.
Out. Now, Gussie, what have you got to say? Wasn't that bet made before we'd seen Madame Trentoni?
No.
Peter?
Yes, sir?
This gentleman is in a hurry.
Oh, yes, sir.
Fools. I sent for my friends, hoping they would speak the truth and exonerate me. Now I must do without them. I did make that bet, Madame Trentoni. But before I saw you.
But you did make the bet.
But before I'd seen you. Before I'd seen you. And then only as a joke. Oh, I've won your love honestly, and, well, I don't mean to lose it.
What was the old bet, anyway?
That I would manage a flirtation with you.
A flirtation? Is that all? And there was nothing about marriage in the bet.
No, nothing so serious as that. And I withdrew the foolish wager as soon as I'd seen you.
Did I look as unpromising as all that?
Oh, you dog. And you meant it this morning when you told me you loved me. You did, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
On my soul, you can trust me with your happiness. Forgive me, Aurelia. You must forgive me and believe in me.
Is that all?
No. And love me.
Oh.
Say it.
I forgive you. I believe in you and...
And?
And I...
Ha-ha!
There you are. I thought I'd catch you near the singing bird's cage.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Policeman. Captain Jinx isn't here.
Oh, isn't he, ma'am?
No, you don't see him.
Oh, don't I?
Couldn't you just be a little nearsighted? Just to please me?
Well, I couldn't be stone blind, ma'am. It wouldn't be right.
I give you my word of honor, officer. I'll appear in court the first thing tomorrow morning.
And I'll give you my word of honor, too. Now you don't see him here, do you?
Meaning no disrespect to you, lady. I can't take his word for it. He skipped his bail.
But my word.
Sorry, but we learned a passage to Europe was taken in your name tonight. Oh. Now you're singing here all winter and have made a P.T. Barnum success. So that passage can't be for you. And we pretty well caught on to the little game.
Oh, goodness gracious, what an idea. Look here, let's tell him the truth.
What?
Why, well, that you were...
Oh, officer, I'm head over heels in love with her, and that doesn't half express it.
And we had a quarrel this noon.
And I thought I'd lost her, and it drove everything else out of my mind.
And I felt so beastly I took that passage and was going to sail tomorrow.
Oh, you do believe us, don't you?
Well, I'm a-thinking.
Shh, he's thinking.
Yes. Do you see Captain Jinx now?
Not a sign of him.
Oh, you darling. Oh, Papa Biliati, Papa Biliati, those two men lied to you.
What?
You must believe in him. I do.
I made no bet about marrying Madame Trentoni, sir. I did make a foolish wager before seeing her that I would flirt with her. After meeting your foster daughter on the dock, I realized the unworthiness of our wager, and, well, I drew up that IOU to pay up as if I'd lost, so we might call it all off. She's forgiven me. Won't you?
My hand, sir. And I do gladly take back that blackguard. Well, I must tell the guest now.
Why, Captain Jinx, what are you doing?
Locking the door.
Oh, no more interruptions?
No. Now, let me hear you say it.
Oh, darling, I love you.
Great Plays has presented Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines by Clyde Fitch, arranged for radio by Lester Vale. Guy Robertson was Captain Jinx. Audrey Christie was Madame Trentoni. The supporting cast included Tribune reporter Harry Towns, Peter Tommy Hughes, the Times reporter Gerald Henry, policeman Joe White, Charlie Eric Dressler, Gussie Burford Hamden, detective Robert Tones, the Sun reporter Jay Seymour, Mrs. G. Suzanne Jackson, Mrs. Stonington Jean Owen, Miss Miriam Abby Lewis, and Belliarty Charles Latour. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company. A drama guide giving complete background material for The Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining Great Plays of this series. Next week at this same hour, we will present Chekhov's Three Sisters. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.